child is born, a son is given. To us a child is born, a son is given. Is given. Joy to the world, the Lord has come.
Folks,
we're here to tell you a story.
This here's a country story.
Well, actually, it's about some city kids
who found themselves in the country on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, they were two kids who, just because they were from the city, they thought they knew everything.
You know how them city slickers are.
But that Christmas Eve, they heard something they'd never heard before.
It was a story.
So, this really is a story in a story.
And it all happened in the country. What are we doing out here?
Oh, miles from civilization?
I don't want to spend Christmas out in the sticks.
Like we have a choice.
But if Dad can't get the car fixed in time, we're stuck here for the holiday.
I hate this. There's no video games, no VRC, not even a TV.
There's not a mall or a movie theater within 100 miles of here. I'm bored stiff.
These people are nice to let us stay here. I guess, but what's with them? They call everybody cousin.
Yeah, that's weird.
The next time somebody comes up to me and says, "Howdy, cousin."
Well, howdy, cousin.
I think I'll be sick.
Sick? Cousin Daniel, are you ailing?
Not exactly.
I'll have Granny give you a dose of castor oil. It'll fix you up in a jiffy.
No, Gourmet, thanks. I think I'll be fine.
All right.
Hey, Cousin Daniel, you want to go down the creek and catch crawdads?
No, thanks. I mean, it sounds like a blast, but I think I'll pass.
Hey, Cousin Chelsea.
That's just Chelsea.
Sorry, just Chelsea. Y'all on the persimmon tree?
No thanks. I'm not dressed for climbing.
I got some overalls you could wear. They're my underwear, but I don't mind if you wear them.
No, I think not.
Alrighty.
Say, cousins, you wanna?
No.
Alrighty.
And we're not your cousins either.
Sorry.
Look, Gourmet, Luther, we don't mean to upset you, but we just feel a little misplaced out here in the boonies. We'd like to get back to the city before Christmas.
What's so special about the city, anyhow?
It's so cool. There's always something to do.
Things are really happening, you know? This is how Christmas is in the city.
Sometime. Say, if you're in the city right now, what'd you be doing?
I don't know. I'd probably be hanging out with my friends at the arcade.
Going to the mall.
Don't y'all have a get-together with the family on Christmas Eve?
Not exactly. Usually we go to the boring office party with our parents.
That's where we were going when the car conked out.
So you don't gather around the tree and read the Christmas story from the Bible?
The Christmas story? Like, 'twas the night before Christmas?
No, the Bible story. And it came to pass in them days, there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus.
I don't know about that. Me neither.
From the Bible.
Every Christmas Eve, we decorate a cedar tree with popcorn and cranberries, and Uncle Yo reads us a Christmas story.
Ooh, exciting.
Uncle Yule? What kind of name is that?
It's short for Yuletide. See, he was born on Christmas Day, just like Jesus.
Like Jesus?
I don't know about that, and I still don't believe you have an uncle named Yuletide.
In the flesh next service,
Uncle Yule.
Howdy, Uncle Yule.
Heard we had company, some cousins or something?
We are not cousins.
These here is Cousin Daniel and Cousin Chelsea.
That's just Chelsea.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Just Chelsea.
Well, nice to make your acquaintance. Your mom and Paul here, too?
Yeah, our parents are here somewhere.
Dad's trying to get somebody to fix our car.
And which may be impossible on Christmas Eve.
And Mom's nursing a migraine.
Whereabouts y'all from?
We're from the city.
We were going to a boring office party, and the car conked out. Now we're stuck here. Now we're going to miss Christmas all together.
Well, I don't know about that. We have Christmas here too, you know. Of course, we have to order Aaron Sunshine from the catalog. But we do have Christmas.
That's good enough for you.
Very funny.
It may be Christmas time here, but it won't really be Christmas like it should be.
Well, I don't know about that. Christmas is a country holiday, you know.
What?
Sure. First Christmas happened in a little one-horse town. Place called Bethlehem. Group up in here, youngins, and I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
All right, kids, I'm gonna sing you a line and you sing it back. There was a gal from Nazareth.
Twas
a little country town so long ago.
Way back then.
And he took his bride to be back home.
It was a town
called Bethlehem, where his kinfolks had lived quite a ride.
Yeah,
And in that town,
her child was born.
Mary's child was born right there one holy night.
It all happened in the country, in a little country town. Country folks and farmers gathered all around. They gave a country howdy to a little country boy. Mama's little angel drove his pride and joy.
There was a barn
behind an inn
where God set down a bushel of load.
Yeah, we know.
And in that barn
there was a boy
who was born to be a king, sure enough.
It all happened in the country, in a little country town. Country folks and farmers gathered all around. They give a country howdy to a little country boy. Mom's little angel has pride. country boy. Mom's little angel and the pride and joy.
That was
quaint.
Yeah, quaint.
Well, we like it.
So now what?
How about you render us a tune?
Render a tune? Oh, you mean sing a song.
I don't know. Our music wouldn't translate out here. You wouldn't understand it.
What kind of songs do you sing, cousin?
Yeah, they're like the songs we sang.
Not at all. Very different.
Different? Like that?
Well, okay. Our Christmas songs sound cool.
Christmas cheer and presents, need the evergreen candy and toys just for me, cause these are things we like. We make our list and we check it twice.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride. It'll all deck the halls with boughs of folly. La 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 la, all the way. Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la, la 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 la, all the way.
Jingle bells,
they call it singing. Each city is showing us how they celebrate Christmas where they come from.
Sounds like a caterwaul to me. Caterwauling?
Granny, it's their way of celebrating Christmas. And it ain't so bad.
Is that? It's what do you call it? Cool?
Well, land sakes, child. You're cool. Go on ahead and put on a sweater.
See, that's funny. She said, cool. She said, put on a sweater. See, that's funny. See, it's... Never mind.
Say, you call that singing?
Well, we call it music.
Ain't got much tune to it.
Suppose you can do better?
I reckon.
Let's sing the bell on the shepherd, Granny.
Yeah, Granny. Sing it, Granny.
Alrighty.
Oh, no. Granny, that one always makes me cry.
Well, find it. And a walk, and a two, and a walk, and a two, and a seven.
Scared, that is.
Sore afraid.
Terrified.
Well, the next thing you know, there was angels everywhere. The angels said, boys, get away from that. Leave your seat, then take it to sweet. No, they are floating out of Halloween.
Hem, that is.
City of David.
No room in the inn.
Scripture says, and they came with haste.
Hey, Daniel, who's haste?
Shh.
Chelsea, haste must be the name of one of the shepherds.
And found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
All three of them were lying in a manger? Must have been kind of crowded.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, Uncle Yule.
Yeah?
Well, Daniel wants to know what happened next.
Well, it goes like this.
Grace, that is.
Peace on earth.
Goodwill to men.
All right, that's enough singing. The vittles is ready.
Vittles?
Come on, youngins, help me wash up and put on the table.
Yeah, there's all jowls and turnip greens, cornbread. Granny's cornbread really twangs my buzz.
Oh, cousin Daniel, cousin Chelsea.
I don't need my buds twang, thank you. Me neither.
After we eat, Uncle Yule's gonna sit around and decorate the cedar tree, and Uncle Yule's gonna read the Christmas story from the Bible.
No thanks.
Suit yourself. Come on, poor man.
Help! We've been adopted by the Clampets!
Oh, Daniel, I'm starving! And who knows when we'll get out of here?
There's hog jowls and cornbread just waiting to twang your buds.
Oh, Daniel, I can't take it anymore! All the cornpone talk, and cousin this, and cousin that. I gotta get back to civilization!
Me too.
I think I'm gonna cry.
Hey, Granny says the vittles gets cold. Hey now, what are you bawling for?
Chelsea, well, was a little homesick.
Oh.
I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but the boonies just aren't me.
Oh, yes, not everybody takes to our country cooking and country ways. I understand we didn't exactly fit into your plans. Kind of like that first Christmas, I reckon.
What?
Oh, sure. I'm not sure about this, guys. You know, it was bad enough to save your being born in a little one-horse town called Bethlehem. But for him to have to sleep his first night in the barn, well, folks had a hard time accepting it.
Is that really the way it was?
Yep. Of course, called the rest of the world off their guard. Yeah, they didn't expect to meet their savior in a barn.
Really?
Yep, that was God's plan all along. It's surprising what you might find out here in the boonies. Hey, you humans like peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, sure.
Come on in the house. I think we can find something fit to eat.
They thought he was a king, 'cause heaven was his home. They thought he had a kingdom, that he'd be sitting on a throne. But there he was in a stable, lying in the straw. So Jesus was the strangest king anybody ever saw. What's a savior like you doing in a place like this? A manger. You know, it just don't seem fit for a king to come in such lowliness. What's a savior like you doing in a place like this?
They came from far and wide to bow before the king. They found the perfect savior, the Messiah of their dreams. But there he was in a stable, lying in the straw. So Jesus was the strangest king anybody ever saw. What's a savior like you doing in a place like this? A manger for a cradle, you know, it just don't seem fit for a king to come in such loneliness. What's a savior like you doing in a place like this? Away in the manger, no room for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. What's a savior like you doing in a place like this? For a cradle, you know, it just don't seem fit for a king to come in such dreams of soul loneliness. But what's a savior like you doing in a place like this? What's a savior like you doing in a place like this?
You know, it's hard to believe, I guess, that there are people all around us who don't know the true meaning of Christmas, that it's about celebrating Jesus' birthday.
But there they was, city slickers, with all their city thinking, not knowing the real Christmas story.
It was like a mystery novel or something. The more they heard, the more they wanted to hear.
Yep, they didn't never try the hog jowls at Granny's table, but over a peanut butter sandwich and a glass of milk, them city kids heard an earful of gospel.
You know, Uncle Yul, we're really sorry we kind of made fun of all your country stuff. I think the peanut butter and jelly tastes better out here in the country.
Really?
Yeah, and country milk's gotta be better for you than the kind you get in the city.
I expect it is.
Hey, can you tell us the Christmas story one more time?
I reckon.
Hey, Cousin Daniel and Cousin Chelsea, your pa called. He said he got your car fixed. He'll be here directly to pick you up.
Then I could get back to the city in time for Christmas.
Yeah. Great. Cool.
What's the matter, Cousin Daniel? You don't act so excited.
Yeah, I thought you were all so far ready to get to the city. Cousin Chelsea. I mean, just Chelsea.
It's okay. We're May. You could call me cousin, if you like.
You mean it?
Yes, I mean it.
Chelsea, you think Dad will let us stay long enough to hear the Christmas story one more time and decorate the cedar tree?
I think so. I mean, I reckon.
Heavenly love. Tell me of Jesus. Tell me about the way Jesus lives in your heart. Tell me how He loves you just the way that you are.
So the story goes, their parents did let them stay to decorate the tree and to hear the Christmas story again.
In fact, their Ma and Pa seemed to enjoy themselves, too.
Their Dad forgot about the office party he was missing.
And their Ma forgot about her headache.
That night, they all gathered around and Uncle Yule prayed for bringing them all together.
And then City Slickers heard the real Christmas story for the first time.
You know, it's hard to believe that there are people out there who don't know the Christmas story.
I reckon there's somebody who ain't heard it, or somebody who needs to hear it again, anyways.
And so, let's tell it again.
And it came to pass in those days, they went out of the decree from Caesar Augustus. All the world should be taxed, everyone into their own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out to the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being greeted with a child. And so it was that when they were there, the days were accomplished, that she's delivered, and her firstborn son wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were the same country shepherds.
See, they was country shepherds.
Shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And though the angel of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born the day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find them, babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Which is come to pass, which is the Lord hath made known unto us, and they shall come with haste, and found Mary and Joseph
and the babe lying in a manger.
The story about the city kids in the country, well, it may or may not have really happened.
But the other story, the story about the Savior being born, it did happen.
He was a real baby with a really special purpose. He was God's son, and he came to make us all brothers and sisters in him, not distant cousins.
Yep, and that's the story we come to tell you.
Now go and tell it to somebody else.
Yeah.
How it all happened in the country.
It did all happen in the country, folks.
It all happened in the country.
Was a little country town so long ago.
Way back then,
there was a guy.
There was a guy.
And he took his bride to be back home. It was a town.
Called Bethlehem.
Where his kinfolks have lived quite a ride.
Yahoo!
And in that town,
Her child was born.
Mary's child was born right there one holy night.
It all happened in the country, in a little country town. Country house and farmers gathered all around. They made a country happy to a little country boy. Mama's little angel.
Love that is.
Goodwill to man.
You're here.
Okay, wonderful job, guys. Every year they pull through, and there were some lines missed. It was the heart and soul that they put into everything that makes a lot of Christmas. You guys too. You guys want to stand up again?
Yeah, betcha.
Okay, let's jump on the game.
And I think I'm speaking on behalf of everyone here. We'd like to thank you for all you do here. So, got flowers.
Thank you.
Some of Granny's butt twang cornbread. And one free meal at Pigs R Us for Hog Jowls.
You make good meals.
Hey, honey, get ready for that. Okay, just a reminder to parents, the children are singing on Christmas Eve, the next to last song that they did. So I do need them here a few minutes before this week to go through the song one time, because we won't have as many children here that evening to do the song.
Master Sonny, you need to make her stand up.
Donna, would you lead us in the benediction then? Can everybody just stand for the benediction then? You guys stand up.
Just sing a song that we often sing when we close with our prayer.
Before we say goodbye, we'll bow our heads in prayer. Dear Father, bless each little child and keep us in thy care. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. God bless you, goodbye.